Hey.
Good morning, Tony. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we had Katie on the other day. Long, long meeting then. That was kind of like a wait, what moment. You had another meeting last night.
Yeah, so we had a, I'll just call it an extra meeting. The primary purpose was to talk about the Environmental Affairs Department's proposed draft open space plan. And the commission wanted to publicly comment on it and take comment before they make a recommendation to the full RTM to hopefully add the draft as presented or amended to the as an appendix to the 2019 Plan of Conservation and Development. So that was the primary purpose. We took the opportunity to throw a couple other things on there since we weren't really voting on things, but just having a more of a public discussion. So, so that was the first item, was the open space plan, and we heard comments from, well, we heard a presentation from the Environmental Affairs Director, Pat Sesto, talking about the plan, some of the goals that are listed in it, and some of the things that perhaps the commission will need to engage in to meet those goals of creating more open space, but not just open space as in a number of acres that is protected, but also the quality of the open space was really a focus of the discussion and the plan. So the commission listened to the presentation, took some public comment from the residents and authors of the plan as well, and are going to put together some proposed edits and things that the commission may want to endeavor to help with the conservation goals to present to the RTM at their meeting in October.
All right. What was the general tone in terms of maybe the reaction of commissioners, also public comment?
Very positive on all ends. I mean, I think the goals are, it's a very well-done plan. It has a lot of good ideas, a lot of methods and suggestions on how to identify open space that are pretty commonplace now across the country, but we haven't really activated those here in Connecticut and particularly Greenwich. So it was a very well done plan. I think received very well, and as with everything, it comes down with the execution, right? So hopefully the RTM sees fit to adopt it in some form, and we can hopefully try to get some good open space for the town.
Now, is this something that the Board of Selectmen would approve also?
No, it would be the RTM as part of the plan of conservation. You know, amendment or, I shouldn't say amendment, an appendix to the plan of conservation development.
All right, fantastic. All right, let's see. And I guess, yeah, there was one or two other things on the agenda, right, Pat?
There was. And we voted to take them out of order because of the large turnout for the third item, which was to talk about accessory dwelling units, which I feel has been a almost daily conversation with our office. Post the RTM's vote on Tuesday night to opt out of the public act regarding accessory dwelling units and the state public act, I should say, regarding accessory dwelling units and multifamily parking, the commission in that discussion leading up to that vote heard a lot of concern from RTM members in particular, but also interested members of the public about the current regulations and what they do or don't do to meet the goals of the town and conversely the state as well regarding accessory dwelling units, affordability for residents, lack of housing stock, those type of things. So this was a first sort of open meeting for the commission to hear some of those things in a public forum directly and to possibly think about out loud about maybe next steps, maybe amending the regulations, maybe doing a thing like a moratorium, which would be just to put a short cap on permitting applications under that section of the zoning regs while we come up with possibly new regulations. But this is just sort of the kickoff meeting for that discussion.
Okay, so could it be termed in kind of like, okay, we've opted out, so what next?
The opt-out really, if I could put it in a narrow phrase, is that it's whether we wanted to follow the state's ordinance or our own, and because we do have an accessory dwelling unit ordinance. The complexity of our ordinance is that it's restricted by a number of factors. You know, you can only rent it to persons of a certain age, certain income, or persons with disabilities. That was in response to a number of state goals that required towns to provide housing of such. So perhaps our accessory dwelling unit regulations do too much or try to do too much, and maybe we need to do a little more targeted concepts with relates to adding these type of dwelling units in the town. So with that, so we, you know, it's sort of a shorthanded version of what's going on, but that's generally the sense.
Okay, and you threw one other item in there, pre-application, Pat?
Yep, so we had a pre-application for a special permit at 145 Mason Street. It's a large office building on the corner of Mason and East Elm. The applicant needs to, there's going to be some tenant vacancies in the building, and they're taking the opportunity to update the building and provide some needed services like accessibility ramps and interior fixes and things like that, and also some exterior mods, which are lesser to the effect of the other stuff. But so the application needs, it's oversized for the lot, so it's legally nonconforming. So to change it, they need to come to the commission under a special permit, and that's why the pre-app is necessary. There's a variance that may be needed to be acquired. Also going to the Architecture Review Committee for the changes to the exterior and the landscaping. So the applicant presented those to the commission and just got some initial guidance as to next steps and sort of a permission to go get their variance and talk to the Architecture Review Committee before coming back to the commission for the full application.
All right, good, Pat. When's the next meeting then?
Next meeting is the 13th. We have a little bit of a long break because of the Jewish holidays, so scheduling-wise, we are on the 13th of October, which is a Thursday.
All right, fantastic. Anything, any previews on that or no?
Thinking off the top of my head, I think we're going to be talking about 125 Greenwich Avenue, which is the 830G application to add stories to an historic building on Greenwich Ave. We have a... No, the hospital, sorry, was going to be on in a later meeting. So I'm trying to think of any of the major hitters that are on besides that application.
Yeah, how about 240 Greenwich Avenue? I know that
240 will be at a later date, not on the 13th.
Gotcha. All right, great. Great stuff, Pat. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Great, Tony. Happy Friday.
Same to you. That's Pat LaRoe, Deputy Director.